translate this. 请问昏沉掉举的过失? Thank you. So the question is, what are the fault in drowsiness and restlessness?
The fault in drowsiness is never achieve anything. What is the fault? Huh? Especially you are the practitioner. Let's say you come for a retreat. You are always drowsy. How are you going to achieve concentration? How are you going to achieve mindfulness and wisdom? So this is the greatest fault. Or while listening to the Dhamma, you are drowsy. You come here for 2 hours, go back with nothing. You gain nothing because your mind is obsessed by drowsiness. Therefore, drowsiness is one of the 5 hindrances that block the development of concentration and wisdom. Restlessness as well, same. Huh? When you listen to the Dhamma talk, your mind is not in the Dhamma talk, but think of your family, your business, how to earn more money. Then after, when you leave the Dhamma hall, people ask you, what is this Sri Susila talking about? I don't know. I don't know. My mind just think of how to earn more money. So you gain nothing. So how the wisdom will grow? Similarly, you come to retreat. Huh? If you cannot control your mind, then just thinking here and there, then you cannot gain anything. Cannot gain concentration. When you cannot gain concentration, you will not appreciate meditation. You will not value meditation. Therefore, I think these two are called 5 hindrances. 2 of the 5 that must be done away in order to make progress in concentration, mindfulness, and wisdom. Even in your worldly life, in your worldly life, if you want to achieve your mundane achievement in your business, profession, and so on, if you are always lazy and restless, how are you going to perform your job, right? So the fault is so easily, you can see easily the fault of restlessness and drowsiness. Okay? I should answer in Chinese, but I forget.
Okay, thank you.
I think this should be the last question.
Okay, so this is the last question. If going to retreat helps to reduce 5 aggregates drastically, does it mean that we will definitely gain enlightenment?
Say it again.
If going to retreat helps to reduce the 5 aggregates drastically, does it mean we will definitely gain enlightenment?
To reduce 5 aggregates. How to reduce 5 aggregates? If going to retreat helps to reduce the attachment to 5 aggregates. Now you cannot say to reduce 5 aggregates. 5 aggregates are there already. How to reduce? You take out one feeling. Take out one consciousness, so become 3 aggregate. No such thing. Yeah? So if going to retreat helps to reduce attachment, a craving for 5 aggregate, then that's correct. Yeah? Then does it mean that we confirm gain enlightenment? If it's so easy, I think everybody also want to go tomorrow. Everybody want to go tomorrow. No confirmation. I cannot give you assurance or confirmation. It depends on so many factors. It depends on, first, your own effort. Second, your understanding of the Dhamma. Is it matured or not? If your understanding of the Dhamma is not matured, then your meditation also will not lead you to enlightenment. The matured of wisdom is also very important. Then, do you meet with the correct teacher? That correct teacher is also very important. And also your own parami. To become enlightened, parami is also one of the important factors. So there are so many factors. All these factors, if come together, maybe we can get some insurance. Otherwise, no. No one can say that come for retreat, you can get enlightenment. If it's so, I think the whole world were full of noble person, Arya already. Okay, but don't be discouraged. You come for retreat, I'm sure the concentration, mindfulness and wisdom will grow, but may not grow to the stage that will lead you to enlightenment. But you are on the path, on the path. As long as you come for retreat, you are on the path to enlightenment. But when you will reach the goal, that it depends on so many factors. Okay, the effort is always the most important. Balancing the five controlling faculties are most important. Not only the effort, balancing the five controlling faculties is the most important for realizing the enlightenment. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Xiali, for the Dharma talk. Yes. May we put our hands together and say sadhu, 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 sadhu. And may we invite Xiali to lead us to share the merits and dedicate the merits.
Eta vata cha ammehi sampadam punya sampadam sabbe deva sabbe buddha sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya akasata ca bhummata devanaga mahidika punyatang anumoditva jirang rakkantu sasanam jirang rakkantu desanam jirang rakkantu mangparang idang me
idang me
punyang
punyang
nibbanasa
nibbanasa
paccayo
paccayo
hodu
hodu
sadu
sadu.